civil service jobs, temporary backroom coming out of the Imperial Civil Service, in no way related to the terms and conditions of the workers as they currently exist. And of course, they conveniently expire in December, which is the exactly the time that the salaries of those 300 workers end anyway. So those workers will be glad of the work, of course they will, but in no way does that constitute a solution to this very serious problem, affecting not just Coleraine, but remember those workers come from across the northwest.
But isn't there at least the prospect of something following on from that? It's easier to extend a temporary job perhaps than it is to create a brand new one.
Well, if there is the prospect of that, and that's the hope that the workers are living in, are living on, and yes, if there's some meaningful movement by London government, who of course control the Imperial Civil Service, and there's some genuine effort made to make these jobs permanent and to offer decent terms and conditions to the workers, well, of course, but remember, he said they were temporary, they were potential, and they would end in December. And can I also say, they are at the very bottom of the type of work that civil service have to do, chasing reluctant fathers who won't pay the maintenance on their children. That's extremely difficult work.
Last week you were critical of other ministers, saying that the only one to step up to the plate really was Mark H. Durkin. At least Nelson McCausland can argue it mightn't be much, but he's doing something. And if others followed suit, perhaps we'll see a brighter future for Coleraine.
Well, I'm sure that's probably how the workers will see it. I, as a politician, have to view it in the longer term. And Nelson McCausland has not created one single job from his own department. He has simply passed on some surplus work that is necessary in, from London in terms of call centres, things like that. Let's see what's happening. But for goodness sake, you know, the workers are suffering low morale. Their self-esteem is totally sapped. They've been strung along for years. The last thing they need now is to be exploited in the last few months of their work, where they're simply made use of until Christmas, and then in the mouth of that term, chucked out. If Nelson McCausland is sincere, if he's genuine, I want to hear him doing the business in the next few weeks, in the same way as Mark H. Durkin did.